This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being part of, for playing tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, look, you know, again, go back. I don't know if some of you know this. Some of you should know. You've been at this long enough with me. But, you know, every show, when we're done, it's podcast. You can go up to get it. You can get it from the website. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can find out where the shows are at. I mean, we truly are. I think we're on YouTube. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on all these places where you can easily, and I mean easily, get copies of the show, or get the show after the fact, if you would. And so, if you miss a bits and pieces of it, get it later on so you can follow the conversation, because it would be really nice if you could, like, follow the conversation. You know, in the last segment, I had a fellow by the name of John Boston on the show with me. We were talking about how the Democrat Party has pretty much ruined California, and not just saying it, but really talking about how it was done and how they did it and how they got power and decided that they know what's better than anybody else, whether it's for your kids or you or whoever. They know what's better for you. And they're not afraid to tell you. Right? So, but one of the things we get into is abortion. You know, that's one of my favorite topics. Some of you know, some of you don't. And it's my favorite topic because it's one of the ones that I love arguing with liberals over it. Because in all sincerity, in all reality, if you would, right, you come after me as a Christian for believing in a God that you can't touch, feel, smell, whatever, that it's a fairy tale to you, because it's pie-in-the-sky stuff, okay. You tell me I have to believe in science, okay, but you don't. You still, you know, it was funny, when you guys started losing, I won't tell you the group years ago that I met with, and I said, as long as you go down the road on abortion, being a Christian, you're not going to believe this, but as long as you go down the road of God doesn't like it, you're going to lose. You're going to lose every time. Because we are not the Christian nation that we were in the days of our founding fathers, even in the days of the early 1900s. Right? We're just not there anymore. And that's our fault. I'm not saying we can't get back there. My God's still alive. I don't know about yours. But you, as long as you throw everything to the left as God doesn't want, you're going to lose. So now they've come back around as it's life. And when is it life? And how can we prove it's life? Now, I go through all the stuff I've been through with you guys before. I'm not going to do it again. You already know where I stand on it. You can go find the shows. But explain from a scientific standpoint why it's life and when it's life. It is not a ball of cells, random miscellaneous cells. Show them pictures. That's why the left hates those pro-life pictures on college campuses. And I'm going to keep beating on some of you who have kids on these campuses, because, you know, your tax dollars, or in some cases, you're paying for your hard-earned money, is going to infiltrating, brainwashing your kids. I'm going to play a clip in a little bit from Campus Reform, which is a great place for you to go check on the news and things that are happening on college campuses. But you're going to see where these kids think that there's nothing wrong with partial birth abortion, even some cases post-birth abortion. Now, left or right, they call us not passionate. That we're not passionate people. Here you have, yes, I'm going to get explicit here, so block your eyeballs or earballs or whatever. But when you look at this, you've got a little human, right? You can't call anything else. Doesn't look like a dolphin. Has no fins. Has no gills. It fights and beats abortion, the abortion process. It becomes born outside the womb. The cord's not attached to the mom anymore, which I think is true. And it's laying there on the table. Maybe it's crying. Maybe it's not. We've heard plenty of stories about maternity room nurses or nurses that are in those abortion clinics talking about how that they could hear the baby crying, and then they heard it stop, and they knew what happened. And you know, if you're a maternity or an abortion clinic nurse. You know, and Abby Johnson works with many of them. And this is like in your head. And you can't understand. You got forgiveness. Seriously. If you're suffering with any kind of guilt with this, you know, you can turn to God. You can get forgiveness for this. You got to ask for it. It doesn't happen. It doesn't just happen. So don't sit there and think that God will never forgive you because of all the things you've done and all the things you saw. And no, it's not true. It doesn't work that way. I felt the need to throw that out there. But I don't know whether you're left or right. I don't know how you can justify leaving that baby on the table. And if you're going to keep telling me it's a woman's right to choose, then at that point you're saying the woman has a right to be an executioner. Because there are people waiting to adopt that child. I think it was 16 or 18 couples. For every baby aborted in this country, the 16 or 18, I don't remember what the number was, waiting to adopt those kids. So they don't need to be aborted. Saying they're going to ruin the person's life? Not true. Give it up for adoption. Saying that the mother can't afford to take care of that child, even though she wants it? Well, somebody else can and will. All right? I mean, saying you already have 17 children, you can't afford another one? Well, there's a couple out there that will. And may take a few of the others off your hands, too. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side, Don't Go For. We'll check out what young people on college campuses think about partial or post-birth abortion. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Let's get it. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. And yes, it is the same old crud. Same old song and dance, seriously. There's nothing new. Same issue, same problem, same everything. Just a different day, as we used to say. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Would love to know what you think. Am I wrong? I'm never wrong. Get over it. I'm going to be a Democrat. I'm never wrong. How do you like that? Okay. So I told you, we're going to play a couple of clips here. One is students on campus, I think it was George Washington University, who think, you know, post-birth, partial birth abortions right, woman's right to choose. You know, think about the, it's almost like this Russia probe, right? They couldn't get you here. They couldn't get them there. They couldn't get them there. And they keep moving the ball, keep moving the goalposts until they think they have them, and they're still lost. Well, it's the same thing here.
It's just a blob of cells, right? Just a little cleanup. Then, you know, it can't survive out of the womb till it's, you know, born right up. You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it in the third trimester unless the mother's life was in danger. Right now, they know it's a mother's right to choose its reproductive health. And now to the point where the baby's born and you still have a right to take it out. Sick. It's just sick. Take a listen.
I'm Eduardo Noret with Campus Reform. Today we're at George Washington University in downtown Washington, D.C. We're asking students about abortion, whether they think there should be any limits, and what they consider a human life. So many of the Democratic candidates support abortion in the third trimester. What do you think? Do you support abortion in the third trimester?
I feel like at the end of the day, it's a woman's body to decide what she wants. That's like not my... I don't have much to say about that. If she wants to do it, then that's up to her.
So even if it was, like, in the ninth month?
It should be left to her choice.
I'll roll with yes on that one.
I think it depends on the situation. I definitely think it's the women's choice of what they want to do. And I think that if the women have all of the information from their doctors and from other things, then it shouldn't be anybody else's decision.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming people who are getting abortions in the third trimester have some sort of medical reason for doing so. So I don't think you should be able to just ban it.
Do I think that, like, I think that if they feel it's the right decision, it's their body, they should have the right to do that. But it's also not my decision to make. Like, if a mother feels like that's, like, the right choice, or if a family feels like that's the right choice, then...
Yeah, I believe it should be legal for whoever wants to do it. It's their choice. It's not really... I'm not going to be having a kid, so I think the woman, if they want to do it, they can do it.
So you feel there should be no restrictions on abortion?
There should be any restrictions at all. It's just if they want to do it, then do it. Because if we restrict it, then they're going to do it anyways.
Do you feel like there should be any limits on abortion? Some candidates have suggested, you know, maybe in the first or second trimester, not third at all. I mean, give me a month. Is there a month to you that it would be too far? Would you support abortion in the ninth month, 8 month? Where should we put a limit, if at all, on abortion?
I feel like medically I don't know enough to form an opinion on that, but I feel like if someone doesn't want a child or doesn't want to go through with a pregnancy, they should be able to opt out. Many of them have said it should be legal for extreme...
Whoa! I like that one. That was a good one. Opt out. You should be able to opt out. What is this? Your kids can't opt out of a sex ed class at school, but you can opt out of having a baby? Are we serious? This is great. I mean, that's a great line. I missed something there. Oh, my God. Right? This isn't a college class. You don't opt out of baby 101. It doesn't work that way. This is a human being with blood moving through its body with a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. I had to go there.
Extreme circumstances, and I agree with that.
So what extreme kind of circumstances would you be okay with abortion in the third trimester?
I don't have a specific list. I think it would include life-threatening, like, life of the mother is threatened.
Do you think there should be any restrictions at all on abortion? Like, what about in the ninth month, eighth month? What do you guys lie? Any restrictions on abortion?
I honestly think that if a doctor thinks that it's safe for the woman, then it should be legal.
For women?
We don't care about the baby. Doesn't matter. It's not safe for the baby. It's safe for the woman. I think that's interesting, right? So what happens? You know, you're great. You're wonderful. With all this 8.5 months, you decide, oh, my God, I can't afford this. I just got a part to play. You know, you heard that. I can't remember the woman's name, but you heard that woman at the Grammys, Emmys. I don't even track these things. I think it was the Grammys, right? She was proud of the trophy she had, and she could have never got it if she didn't have an abortion. So she traded the life of a human being with a heartbeat, with a brain, with a functioning cells for an object she wanted to put on her mantle. And we've, you know what, parents, you've created this. You've created a group, a generation of kids, of me kids. It's about me. It's about paying attention to me. It's all about me and what I can do, what I should be able to do. I mean, think about this. These kids go to college. They apply for the grants. They apply for the loans, and then it's not their fault. They want to be forgiven in debt because it's not their fault. It's one thing to say, I want to be forgiven in debt. I screwed up. I didn't realize what I was doing or how much debt I was getting into, blah, 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 blah. That's one thing. But to sit there and say, it's not my fault? I love that commercial on TV with the, you know, with the, it's a debt relief company. It says, are you in debt of no fault of your own? So unless you've been hit by a truck and you don't have insurance, or the company that you worked for 20 years went under and took all the, took all the retirement money with them, nobody told you to sign for those credit cards. Nobody told you to sign for that house or the car or the whatever. And again, how come nobody is talking about adoption? What happened? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Women who don't have a health excuse, do you think there should be any limits on when they can get an abortion?
You say the word excuse like somebody's just like trying to give it, like to get out of like having the right to have an abortion.
Planned Parenthood in our country is being decimated, so women's access to places where they can get an abortion is really restricted, and especially also because they can't take time off work. Oftentimes they don't have the opportunity in the first two trimesters. So to restrict a woman's access because of that, I think would be absurd.
Yeah.
Has anybody figured out yet or kind of put together the fact that the baby is of no concern? The selfish act of she couldn't get to the abortion clinic in time. It doesn't matter that the baby's going to feel pain. It doesn't matter that you're wiping out a human being. It just matters for the convenience of the mother. And somebody beat me to the punch in the chat room, but Margaret Sanger would be proud. But it's gone so much further than what she wanted, but she would be proud. And any of you lefties that listen to the show, and you think it's because I'm an old white male and that's why I'm doing this, you're wrong. You need to go listen to Margaret Sanger's own words. I mean, because I'm sure you loons are the same ones that say you're not racist, yet Sanger was looking to wipe out the black population. Go look it up. Do some homework. Back in a few minutes, show me see to your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic House prosecutors have now wrapped up a long day of arguing for the conviction of President Trump on two articles of impeachment. Lead prosecutor Adam Schiff urge senators to demand more evidence.
We can and will prove
President Trump guilty of this conduct and of obstructing the investigation into his misconduct. But you and the American people should know who else was involved in this scheme. You should want the whole truth to come out. You should want to know about every player in this sordid business.
One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, was not pleased with Schiff.
They accused my client of lying, when they accused the United States Senate of lying, when they've accused my colleagues of lying, and then the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the words executive privilege and other nonsense, it's going to evoke a reaction.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. No, I'm loving it. I'm watching these little snippets here and there where voters are fighting impeachment fatigue, okay? And most of it is on the side of just stop. We'll vote the guy in or out in November. Get on with it. The Democrats are rabid. They're rabid with this. You know, even Chris Wallace, who is not a fan of, and frankly, over the last few nights, I've been thinking, you know, he's on the Dem side, totally. Even he's out saying, oh, my God, you know, Schiff is misrepresenting some of the facts that he's putting out there. And he wants to know how many times that the Schiff and his cohorts can keep saying the same thing over and over again. Just because you keep saying it doesn't make it true. They seem to think so because they've gotten away with it in the past. Not going to keep happening. Joe Messina, your host, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, somebody noticed that there were a couple of Republicans who were drinking milk. And were trying to figure out, was there booze in there? No, there was no booze in there. But apparently, it's not a law, but it's a rule in the Senate that during the impeachment, you can only drink, and you have to ask a question, you can only drink water or milk. And you have to stay in your seat, and you can't speak. Kamala Harris must be going out of her mind, but that's beside the point. Probably why AOC could never make it there, right? Because she would tell you that the reason it was like that is because, you know, old rich white guys didn't want little Hispanic girls speaking. I'm sure that would be the reason behind it, don't you think? But apparently, the reason behind the milk, let's see how smart you guys are. Do you know why they were allowed to have milk? In the 50s, there was no medicine for ulcers, right? People would drink milk to calm or soothe their ulcers. So they allow the senators to drink milk because if they had an ulcer, they had to go through all the stuff, they had to sit there, they would be allowed to drink the milk to hold it down or to get rid of it, right? Which is kind of weird because really, I mean, the calcium in milk causes the stomach to produce more acid, which is what agitates the stomach to begin with. Am I wrong here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the abortion piece, you get it. You're wasting your money. You're spending all this money on college, for your kids to go to college, on college campuses, and what the message for them is, that abortion is okay. That they're not babies, they're not viable life, so therefore abortion is okay. So I hope I hope that's good for you. I mean, we've gotten militant around here in a sense that if my daughter was going to school and this is what they were teaching, this is what they're approving of, I'd pull her out. I would tell her, not paying for it anymore. Find another school. But our good friend Tom Del Beccaro, he's put out a piece that he believes that the Dems have committed malpractice. And part of that is because, as I've been telling you, Congress expects the Senate to do their job for them. Right? I mean, they came in with all these demands like they had control. You will, you must, you're gonna. And rightfully so, to a large degree, Mitch has said, no, you had the chance. You were supposed to do it. You didn't do it. And like I said the other night, you know, even though this isn't a legal trial, if you would, this isn't like a regular court case. The way the founders laid it out, Congress is like the DA in the police department. They go get the information, they hand it to the DA, the DA packages it, decides whether they're going to go for it or not. When they go for it, they have to present the case. Well, the police department fell on their face. They didn't get the information they needed. The DA tried to make a case out of something they didn't have. Figured the more they said it, the louder they said it, the harder they pushed it, it would become truth. They bring it over to the Senate, and the judge is now looking at it, and the Senate is looking at this, right? And they're saying, wait a minute, you brought us nothing. There's nothing here. And they're stuck on the same mantra. And, you know, I listened to a piece earlier, again, not while the show was on, but listen to some of the witnesses at the congressional hearing, there's nothing there. And they said there's no impeachable offenses here. We don't like what he did, but it's not impeachable. And I'm so glad that the Senate did reject the Democrat demands to expand the impeachment investigation. Right? And the Senate Republicans did the right thing. No, they didn't do the treasonous thing. They did the right thing. It is not the job of the Senate to come rescue the House Democrats. It's not their job to make the case for the House. The House makes the case and hands it to the Senate. Now, Tom says that the House Democrats are guilty of investigatory and constitutional malpractice. For months, the Democrats claimed the House had sole power of impeachment and that they dropped the ball as they desperately sought to build an impeachment case against the president. Remember that, you know, again, they looked at the Republicans and said, no, you have no say in this. We do. Right? We're the majority. We're the leaders. It's done in the House. Go pound sand. Now, the House and the Senate Democrats, they can't admit that nothing President Trump has done justifies impeachment. There's many around, Democrats around, and even scholars that say the same thing. But they can't stop. The train's moving. They're afraid to look like idiots. They already do, but don't tell them. Let them keep going. And even Chris Wallace, as he's watching this on Fox, he turns around and goes, hey, how many times can Democrats make the same point? Make the point, prove it, move on. You got what, 24 hours? Are you going to use the same mantra for 24 hours? Because you're going to lose. You're going to fail. Now, they realize that they have a weak case. And they demanded, the Democrats demanded that the Senate do what the House should have done, really. Subpoena more witnesses. But see, Nancy Pelosi didn't want to wait. She was not interested in waiting to see whether the judicial system would let her have those that she wanted the subpoena in. Now, Article 1 of the Constitution states that the House shall have the sole power of impeachment. The House Democrats have repeatedly spoken that line, yelled that line, trumpeted that line, if you would. Right? From the minute they started, this is our business. This is our deal. And when they received pushback from Republicans, they were told, hey, get away. This is our job. This is our right. We're going to do this. And actually, it's our constitutional mandate, is what Nancy said at one point in time. The guy that made me sick earlier today, I told you that, was, again, as usual, was Schumer. He thinks that, that the Senate's not doing what they're supposed to be doing in indicting and, not indicting, but actually finding Trump guilty and removing him from office. The assertion by the House Democrats that their authority is so vast that the president had no right to resist their one-sided rules, right? It because it lacked due process. Remember something. You have a right to face your accusers, but the Dems say you don't. The president is not entitled to any of that. It's absurd. If they really want true justice, right? I mean, seriously, if you want true justice, wouldn't you allow the president to face his accusers? Wouldn't you allow the president a chance to mount a defense? And not in the Senate, but at the House level. And again, they go down the road of total and gross malpractice. Now they insist that the Senate, that it's their obligation to seek additional information. It's their obligation to make the case that the House didn't make. Now, you've heard this a million times. But I don't know how to drive it home. President said, President of Ukraine said there has been none. There is no quid pro quo. They never felt pressured. Now, the left says that he's lying. No, they've said it. They said it point blank. He's been pressured to say that. Isn't it interesting that everything and anything the left does is holy, pure, and right? And anything that the right does is from the devil. It's negative. It's bad. Even if it's exactly the same thing that Obama did or Clinton did. We've seen it happen over and over again, right? The judge would never consider evidence. And any juror who tried to conduct an investigation would be kicked off the jury. And that's basically what the Senate is. They are the jury. The case is being tried in front of the jury. That's why they have to keep their mouth shut. They can ask questions, but not right now. And they can only hand the questions to be asked. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
what would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Come on, you know this stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and that you have a clue. And I mean that sincerely. I want you to have a clue. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you want to sign up for the text alerts, it's real simple, TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. I got so many things I still want to get through. I don't have a whole bunch of time to get through them either. You know, this whole thing with Sharon, I really wish someday that all this comes forward. You know, seriously, when it comes to Schiff, when it comes to all of this, I wish it would all come forward, right? All right, smart butts. Yes, I couldn't stay away from the impeachment thing. I look over my shoulder. Some of you know I have a TV going on over my shoulder, and it's constant. And again, when Chris Wallace, who obviously, if you listen to him, you read between the lines, he can't stand the president. He'd like to see him go.
he was questioning a lot of things, but he's gotten to the point now where he's like, okay, this impeachment thing needs to end, needs to finish, let people decide who to vote for, and leave the president alone. Okay, I love it. I think it's great. It's about time. Okay, Tulsi Gabbard has done something that should make all of you very exciting. No, she hasn't left the race. She is suing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, or Mrs. Clinton, as I lovingly refer to her as. She's suing her for deliberately spreading false accusations that Gabbard is a Russian asset in a lawsuit, and she's seeking about $50 million in damages. I think it's one of we should help her do that. And the reason I say that, the reason I think this is so important and so real, we're allowing the Democrats, we're allowing these pieces of work to get away with this. They're calling people names, they're saying things, talking about whether it's our president, our senators, the things that they're saying. This isn't just political banter. These are nasty things. I mean, the Democrats locked onto the word Russian a couple of years back. After, you know, it's really funny. They couldn't spell the word Russian when Ted Kennedy reached out to the Russians for help to win the presidency against Ronald Reagan. Right? They kept blowing it off and they go, no, we'd never do anything like that. And we find out it's totally true. They couldn't find the word right, but now they can. Now they can't get away from the word. During an October 12th, 2019 interview with the podcast Campaign HQ with David Plow, Clinton suggested that the 2020 presidential candidate was the favorite of the Russians and a Russian asset. Now, Gavin's insisting statements have no grounds in reality that Clinton knew it. And you know, it should be easy. She's got a high security clearance, top security. So she knows that Gabbard, you know, I'm going the same thing I've been saying about Schiff. If Clinton knows for sure, has seen the evidence that Gabbard is a Russian asset, a Russian spy, and she doesn't turn that information over or act on it, then she should be brought up on treason charges. No question about it. For me, it's that simple. But if she hasn't seen it, she doesn't know it to be truth. And she's one that should. Then she needs to be sued, and she needs to have to pay for this. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So rather than facts or reliable evidence, Clinton's basis for the statements was one or both of her own imagination. I have a few extra drinks and her imagination, I'm sure. Right? Just interesting that the new conspiracy theory. And the Democrat Party is Russians. The Russians did it. It's because of Russia. You know, I got new T-shirts coming. I'm a Russian asset. Seriously. I want to make the Dems crazy. See, I told you he was. They just won't stop. Something has to happen to slap them around. Some of their people have to end up in jail. This craziness has got to stop. Clinton didn't specifically name Gabbard in her remarks, but strongly implied that she was referring to her. Okay? The complaint points out that when asked if she was referring to Gabbard, Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill responded, "If the nesting doll fits." Now, those are Russian dolls, by the way. That's what a nesting doll is. Gabbard complained to states in no uncertain terms that the Tulsi is not a Russian asset and that neither Russia nor anyone else controls her on her presidential campaign. And, you know, again, this is, she was in the National Guard, right? And now she's a four-term U.S. Congresswoman. And again, whether you're on her side or not, whether you believe in her politics or not, this is dirty politics. Look at Hillary is getting on Tulsi Gabbard. Now Hillary's going after Bernie Sanders. Right? I wonder who they want. I wonder what they're trying to do. Right? Bloomberg is down at 5%. The man has spent $1 billion on advertising, and he can't break 5%. Stiers, I don't even know if he has a number. Anybody know if he even has a number?
right? Why Clinton would make such statements? Gabbard claims Clinton has a unique personal connection to Tulsi. It seemed to animate her hostility towards her. The lawsuit claims that this stems from the Gabbard support Senator Bernie Sanders in the 2016 Democrat race. Gabbard did do that, right? She was the vice chair of the Democrat National Committee at the time, and she was the most high-profile member of Congress to support Sanders as he ran against Clinton. Now, we've had people on the show that actually worked for the Clintons in the past, and they talk about the temper she has, how she can't control it. Gabbard says, hey, Clinton was extremely angry, and that's putting it mildly. Tulsi, you know, totally over the top that Tulsi would endorse Senator Sanders over her. Now, Tulsi's lawsuit, she cited communications that Gabbard claims she received from Clinton's representatives saying that her team no longer trusted Tulsi's judgment. Gabbard also alleged she was told that the Clinton team would never forget this slight. Look, you've heard plenty talk about this. Mike Huckabee, he talks about fighting the Clinton machine. You know, in his early days as governor, becoming governor. He said, it is a mighty, nasty, dark machine. You see it working in D.C. I can't tell you that they don't have the power they used to have, but they definitely still have a lot of influence. And I don't think it has anything to do with money, and it has everything in the world to do with what they're willing to do. All right? Come on, think about this. The agents then forwarded this correspondence to Huma Aberdeen, Clinton's closest aide, and John Podesta, right? Remember Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign chair? They were gloating about the beatdown that they delivered to Tulsi. That's the bad thing about sending emails around. One would expect someone of Mrs. Clinton's political background to act with greater level of maturity and dignity, but her personal hostility towards Gabbard apparently clouded Mrs. Clinton's reason, blinded her to the U.S. defamation laws. Now, Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill responded to the lawsuit telling Fox News that that's ridiculous and baseless, which is always the comment, right? Gabbard claims that she and her campaign were substantially harmed by the Clinton statements. Look, I don't know if that's true or not, but there are plenty of people who still love her, believe in her. I know, I don't know how, but I know people around me that still appreciate her, you know, Mrs. Clinton. I don't know what she's done to make them appreciate her. She's done, she actually, if anything, some of these people that I know, she's done everything that they hate. Gabbard claims that she and her campaign was substantially harmed by the Clinton statement. And not just in comment, they did an opinion survey that showed that many Americans, millions of Americans, believe Clinton. Now, the result of the lawsuit says that Gabbard lost potential donors and voters. She estimated that to exceed $50 million. In addition to those damages, Gabbard's seeking specific punitive damages. I think it's great. I think she should keep them running. Hopefully they get a pro-Trump judge that won't throw it out, that won't ignore it, that'll actually step out on it and believe it. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great to find a way to get some civility? Now, look, you can go all the way back to our founding fathers. There's no way to say that, hey, we got to get civility back in politics, end of discussion, get rid of it. It's not going to happen. Okay? Seriously. It's just not going to happen. But we can make it better. We can make it cleaner from our point of view. We can make it cleaner by doing the right thing. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. If you have an Apple or an iPod, I mean an iPhone, iPod, iPhone, go up to your stores, you know, the Google store, the Apple store, whatever, and pull down our app. You can listen to the show. You can watch the show. You can pick up the pod. You can do so much with the app. Even read our articles. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time. I know it's precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day.